Welcome back. This is a great time of year to get an update from Robert Pearson, director of the Norfolk County RSVP program, because there are a lot of different volunteer opportunities that are underway right now. So, Robert, great to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Joe. I'm always happy to chat with you, and happy holidays.
Thank you. The same to you as well. As I mentioned, a very busy time of year, and I know traditionally the RSVP program is very active in helping our military.
Indeed, we are running our sixth annual holiday drive for active duty military, where we collect over 30 different types of personal care items. Bug lotion, deodorant, microwave popcorn, iced tea, socks, t-shirts, kind of like you name it, as long as they're new. We're happy to get the items, and we send them down to Cape Cod Cares for our troops. In Falmouth, we actually have a caravan where we run it down the second week of January, typically, so between now and the new year, we encourage folks to donate items. Folks could call me at 781-234-3445 to find out the closest donation sites, as well as if they want to mail some directly to Cape Cod Cares, I could give them the address as well. Last year, we had probably about 5,000 items donated, including a shampoo and conditioner manufacturer in Walpole donated close to 2,000 bottles of shampoo. We have very clean troops around the country and the world.
Yeah, it's important to keep them in mind, certainly this time of year especially, but this runs through the holidays, right? Not just until Christmas.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the first week of January, if people want to send them along, they're welcome to do it as well.
Absolutely. I know there are some collection locations, Medfield, Norfolk, Sharon, and Walpole. But as you say, contact you and maybe arrange a drop-off there at your office as well, right?
Exactly. I'd say Denham is probably the closest location for folks in Quincy to come. Sorry I don't have a place closer this year.
That's all right. And again, year-round, I'm sure there are donations that are needed for sure by the troops and military.
It's true. We just do this once a year. But Michelle DeSilva, who runs the Cape Cod Cares, welcomes donations year-round. That is true, Joe. Thanks.
Sure, absolutely. It won't be long. We'll be thinking about taxes, Robert. And your volunteers
you
are here to help.
You have to remind me.
I know, right? What a
downer. About taxes. Well, I'm glad you did, though, because this is the time of year we are recruiting new volunteers for Quincy Community Action Program, VITA Tax Volunteering. You could help low-income individuals and families by preparing tax returns free of charge. You would complete the IRS-certified VITA tax training program. Basically, come into the center once or twice a week. No prior experience is necessary. Training will be provided, and you will be helping folks who are low income who really need it. I will say that we are having a Zoom orientation on December 12th, which is next Thursday, with Rob Cannata, who's the facilitator through QCAP of this program. And if anybody is interested just to learn more, it's not that you must sign up. If you want to learn more about helping, please call me 781-234-3445.
Very good. And that's something that folks can do right here in Quincy. QCAP's, of course, right downtown Quincy. And that's one of their most popular programs, I know.
It is. And there is a lot of training. They have a pretty clear schedule. There's an orientation that'll be happening on Tuesday, January 7th in the evening for those that sign up in person. A week later, there will be volunteer standards of conduct, site operations and security. And then on Saturday all day, January 18th, there will be the VITA federal tax training in the offices. There'll also be, for people that can't make that, on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m., an evening tax training. So they're very well equipped to help you learn, help you if there are issues throughout, and it's a wonderful way to do customer service as well as do the taxes. And there are opportunities for people who prefer to just work on the numbers primarily, or work with the people and possibly some combination.
Sure. And I would venture a guess that the volunteers in this program probably learn something new every year as well, because the tax laws change every year, right?
I dare say.
Yeah.
I dare say, Joe, they do. But while we're still on Quincy, I am now adding at the Boston Chinatown Neighborhood Center, which really their new name is BCNC.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the initials. That's what they go by. We are looking, we're hoping to help them find in-person classroom assistants, front desk receptionists, and interview prep coaches. The interview prep coaches is the most flexible, where somebody would be on call when somebody is ready in the program to go on, get ready for job interviews.
Okay.
And this person would help them prepare. Otherwise, the front desk receptionist is a regular shift, as is the classroom assistant.
Okay, and would these volunteers need to be multilingual, Robert?
They don't need to be, though people who do speak Chinese would be helpful in some cases. I mean, clearly some students that are really beginners would do well to have somebody that speaks some Chinese.
Sure.
But there are many students that are far enough along that volunteers that don't speak Chinese are quite okay.
Okay.
Or other languages, I'm not that sure of, but that's the primary language need.
Certainly. And that's located at the Wollaston Lutheran Church, is that right? North Quincy, Wollaston?
I don't think it's at church, the location. I think it's down the block on the same street as QCAP, really.
But,
I might be wrong. It's your turf more than mine, Joe.
Okay. Either way, it's in Quincy.
It is.
Very good. We should
it
tell
is.
Folks again, back to the VITA program for a minute. VITA is an acronym, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, V-I-T-A, right?
I'm glad you had that on hand. I would have had to look it up. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Yes. You're good at this show. You're good at figuring things out.
Doing this in a little while. Do these volunteers have to be retired, Robert?
Definitely not.
Okay.
They do not have to be. I mean, granted, I recruit volunteers, it's a good point, that are age 55 and older.
Right.
Older. Most of who are retired, some are who are not. But any of these volunteer opportunities are open for people who are younger. And if you're under 55, you could still contact me, and I will direct you to the facilitator mm-hmm. at the partner site at QCAP or at BCNC.
Okay.
So anybody that wants to, that's over 18, is welcome.
Excellent. Now, without a doubt, your most popular program, right, at the RSVP program, is your Rides for Veterans.
It is a remarkable, meaningful program mm-hmm. that is indeed foremost in our minds, because we are giving rides to veterans virtually every day of the week. It's weekdays, occasionally on weekends. We are always looking for new drivers. As we add new veteran riders to our ranks, who sometimes would like to go to an appointment more than once a week. Right now, we still need to limit our rides to one per week per veteran, unless it's a true emergency. And we typically need, 5 days notice in order to find a volunteer who can do this ride. They could be one-way rides, mm-hmm. round trips, they could be any length. And we have probably about a 95% track record of being able to, you know, to find the volunteers. If somebody is in a real emergency, call us a day before, 2 days before, we'll get on the horn. We'll try, and I'd say we're able often to accommodate that, but we hope for your sake and our sake that there are not too many emergency calls.
Right, yeah. So why the limitation, Robert, is just because of the lack of volunteers that are available?
That's right.
Okay.
It's the lack of volume. And we have somehow found the ways to, with a two-person dispatch, myself and Chris Goldsmith, mm-hmm. who's our volunteer coordinator. As you know, RSVP is primarily involved with recruiting volunteers for other partner sites. This is the only program we really run in-house from soup to nuts.
Right.
So we do, we do our own recruitment, our own training of volunteers. We've procured a website, a web portal, that will list all of the ride details, everything that's needed to know about the client. And we're always on hand. We're getting calls every single day for ride requests or people that need clarification.
Okay.
So that's why we're not able to do more. It's kind of like, it's not that we are a well-kept secret, but if we were inundated, we'd have to limit it more. But right for the, we've been running it, Joe, for over 10 years now.
Wow.
And you may recall, I hope I had sent you a tribute book of all of the stories. If not, I'm going to send one right to you. Do you remember getting one?
I don't think so, actually. No.
Oh my God, I can't believe I haven't sent you a tribute book. So, you know, after 10 years, we put together about a 45-page booklet with a lot of stories of all the giving back and forth between riders and drivers. And it really shows how the program's been about a lot more than transportation. It's been about connection, helping folks reduce their sense of social isolation, people staying in contact with their veterans, you know, more regularly than just for an occasional ride.
Sure, yeah.
So that's a wonderful program, which comes back to, if you in Quincy or the surrounding areas would like to volunteer, it's very flexible.
Okay.
We also give you supplemental accident and liability insurance and mileage reimbursement. Please call me.
So how many volunteers in this program now, and how many ideally would you like to have, Robert?
Oh, well, let me be careful what I wish for. We have about 40 drivers right now.
Okay.
Safe to say, with some transitions coming up that I'll get into, that maybe another 8 to 10 volunteers would be great. And quite honestly, more from Quincy and Weymouth would be great. We also need more from the western part of the county.
Okay.
We need them from, you know, Franklin and Plainville and Bellingham and Foxborough.
Okay. The more rural areas, sure. It's a longer ride, certainly, to get to. Is it typically to a VA hospital that they're getting rides to, or could it be a private physician as well?
It's both. I'd say 60% or 70% to the VA hospitals.
Yep.
Jamaica Plain, West Rocks, or Brockton.
Yep.
We will go to New Bedford on occasion. We will go to Rhode Island on occasion.
Really? Okay.
Again, we have the mileage reimbursement money. If you have the time, we will do it. You know, we will support you to get mileage reimbursement no matter where you take the veteran. We haven't had any requests to New York City yet, and I'm glad we haven't.
Okay.
That would be a... We can't afford the hotel for people.
No, it might be cheaper just to fly there. Before we run out of time today, Robert, I know that you have a personal message that you'd like to share with folks today.
I do, Joe. As you know, it is time for me, after 10 and a half years, everybody, to be retiring my position. I will no longer be the director of Norfolk County RSVP as of March 1st. And of course, it's bittersweet because I haven't had a more fulfilling, gratifying career or work outside of this over the past 10 and a half years. But it is time for more family and personal time. for travel and volunteer activities myself. So I want to wish everybody well. We are looking for my replacement, and we will put them in good shape to be able to take over the recruitment and the fulfillment, the volunteer recognition, as well as getting ready for next year's volunteer recognition luncheon in August. So thank you, everybody. I've had a very meaningful time. Joe, I've really enjoyed your support and connecting with you throughout the years.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Robert, to work with you and to bring your message to the community. We hope we've been able to get some good volunteer recruits for you over these years.
And, you have.
You cannot be replaced. I'll just say your successor, not your replacement. You are irreplaceable, but it's been
a pleasure. We are each unique, true. Thank you. Thanks so much, Joe. I wish you all the best.
Absolutely. The same to you. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You as well, Joe.
Just enough time to check the forecast. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bye, everybody.